My name is Tully Pollack, and I have this clip this evening to represent the Burton County-based Medrash. The Burton County-based Medrash supports two Batei Midrashim, one here in Congregation B'nai Yeshurun, the second one in Congregation Beth Abraham over the border in Burton Field. It also sponsors shiurim throughout the year in the Burton County area, and disseminates Torah through various electronic media, CDs, websites, etc. I would like to particularly thank Jackie Feigenbaum and Henry Olinsky for the work that they do throughout the year in heading the Burton County-based Medrash. Just as a parenthetical note, I was asked to announce that a week from tonight in Yirat Hashem, the BCBM will be holding its second annual Malacha Malka, and Rav Asher Weiss, Meretz Yisrael, will be the guest speaker that evening. We urge all of you to come down and help support the BCBM. Reshut Rabbanim Chashuvim, the purpose of this evening is at the same time straightforward and simple, as well as exalted. We are gathered here to hear the Torah of Hagon, Rav Yossi Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha. The Gemara in Yevamos states, Kama'omer Shmua B'Shem Talmud Chacham Sisosa Dovot Bakever. One who relates the Torah of a scholar, it is as if that scholar's lips are quivering in the grave. The Rav himself expanded on this metaphor with his famous and beautiful description of how the Rambam and Rashi actually enter the room when their opinions or positions become part of the sheer discourse. In this sense, let us be zocher that the Rav join us this evening and participate in this Masorah experience, as he so beautifully went on to explain, the passing of Torah from one generation to another, which allows for the dialogue of the generation. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein and Rav Herschel Sasser have graciously accepted our invitation to present the Urim of the Rav this evening. They have each in their own right as the Gedolei Hador and Torah leaders in our wider community, both here and in Eretz Yisrael, in Mamid, Talmidim, Lameos, Salafim. They have educated and guided thousands of students. However, I believe the appropriateness of Rav Lichtenstein and Rav Sasser presenting the Shiurim this evening transcends their own accomplishments and contributions to Klal Yisrael, based on the following Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos and Perek Lamed Madlikim attempts to resolve the contradiction between two positions that Rava has posited by concluding that Rava's second position is not a contradiction, but represents a reversal in his opinion. Alternatively, and this is the relevancy for us, the Gemara suggests, rather incredulously, that Rava's second position was actually stated and was the position of Rav Papa. Rav Papa, Rava, who said it? Whose position was it? The Rishonim explained that since Rav Papa was a Talmud of Rava and his successor, their total learning was so intertwined, and Rav Papa the Talmud was so influenced by his Rebbe Muhak Rava, that confusion could exist on whether Rav Papa was stating his own opinion or that of Rava. It is in this context of the close identification in Torah of Talmidim to the Rebbe Mulchak, that we are honored to have a Lichtenstein and Rav Sheffer present this evening's shiurim. Rav Lichtenstein will present the first year, and after a short break, Rav Sheffer will follow. The Chavod Gadol, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein.
Has been proven and tested over a period of time. So there's been, however, some hesitation that I had with regard to selection of the topic. First, the sheer volume, cluster of tevel which over the years have privileged to hear from the Rav, in addition to his published material, and with God's in its own right, to take a single sheer out of that wealth. Secondly, have some ambivalence that taking something which is purely the word of halacha and imposing as such. With relatively technical areas of halacha, those which are most impressive and imposing from the point of view of professional bale halacha, is something which has a more popular tinge of every special world of alabatim as well. To some extent, it's a question of the choice of the new world of halacha, but also to whether to take something which would indicate something of the range of love's interest and the interplay of halacha with the world of achshavah as well. Some of the topic which I did choose, partly by recollection of the love's own priorities. I recall very well when the question arose at some point when he began to publish, about publishing some of the old fiction and publishing other material, and I, from my perspective, felt that I wanted to put them over the map as much as possible, that the stock of the Jewish world should learn what his God was to register than they did. I thought to that end, that is of importance to publish these things which are not so much able to think of, but drawn from the world of consciousness and the grain of the Holy Spirit, as I'll say. He says on more than one occasion, I didn't talk about this my motive, but he said, I'm not a question trying to impress the future Shabbat. Rather, the Vigi Retailer, which is the best of the Balabat, the best of the people. I remember another occasion, and tried to decide a topic for your text here. One of the possibilities was dealing with Tzimi Chotzo. He said to me, you know, So I'll finish explaining to them. You say this to Chatzur before getting to what I want to say, and take an hour. And although he still took several hours for the Yom Kippur, so he thought that was not what he was interested in. Let's have to take something which is a more popular dream. Partly from the reasons I've already indicated, partly from a certain point of view, his ability, his originality, my son to the four doctors in such an area, that's more than a great knowledge. Remember that one occasion he said, Shia Vilas for the RCA, that was the first time, beginning the first time in the Megillah, not ordinarily regarded as being the heartland of great London. He said, remarkably interesting here. He was very satisfied with himself at the end, and he said, you know, certain times when you have ready resources, ready material, and you say, Shiran, there are times when you have to be made, halami shamayim morim, take stone, and out of the stone you have to extract water. That's what he thought was next year. I want to subsidize knowledge of these stones which water can be extracted, but something to be a manifestation of his capacity for originality, for chidush, within that world, within the textual issues. There are two additional reasons for this, what I've selected, here you arrange it to it. One of them has to do with the fact that it will indicate, based on his own sources, it's a topic which involves the interweaving, the interaction, of the world of Halacha, the world of Machshava. There's some confusion in certain circles on whether or not this issue. Say, some taking topics which I think will reflect in which sense he did interweave, for instance, he did not, might be helpful to finish some of that up. Finally, I chose the source which is published, but what I'm dealing with is a text, is a shiur within a shiur. An excerpt, essentially, a shiur, one of the author's shiurmen, which he is, Chagurah Shilah, and from which I must take a central section, but which does not, the part which I would deal with, is not directly deal with shiur's little shiur. In doing so, I want to manifest, track the characteristic which some people sometimes misunderstand. And this is not only the Rav's Torah, but the Torah of the whole Shushalas. The people who imagine opening Kedusha behind the lady, or those conditions, that they were confronted by Tzikin and Rambam, and in order to understand that Rambam resolved the problem posed by it. So we then sat down and worked out a whole conceptual framework in order to answer that particular Rambam. A certain case, of course, the Shrei Rambam is a great stimulus to the creative original mind for developing the framework. A great many instances of what happens is the reverse. They learned the study, they learned the Masechta, they learned the Minyan, and wanted to understand it. To understand the man wanted to resolve the kasha. But the Rav Chaim used to say, what's the Tachimina? Tachimina is Tachimina Gemara. To understand the concept, to understand the text. And to a great extent, this was not to resolve kashas, but to dissolve kashas, to preempt kashas. If you understood correctly, some of the issues perturbed on the Rachaimim wouldn't arise in the first place. What we're here with tonight is a theme which the Rav developed in various contexts. And within the context of the shiur, under consideration, he harnessed that more general conceptual framework, developed, expressed in other contexts, more fully, more broadly, and applied it in order to answer a particular issue, or to define and to classify the concept of the little shiur. It's important to understand that the focus, understanding, classifying, defining, those are the basic aims of the whole Mahalakh, the whole Shushu. not necessarily to answer Kashis. Kashis were answered, and answered amply and fully. But the thrust of the whole Derech is one which relates to understanding fundamental issues, fundamental concepts. The topic which I've chosen is one which for many will find that the Chiddush perhaps not so much in resolution and the answers which will be presented, but the very formulation of the problem. The perception of these issues is a problem. And for the Rav in this connection, there was a problem. And the problem which he formulated in various contexts, in various modes, and which in this particular shiur printed a certain Rosh Hashun, finds very clear, very graphic expression. The problem was the very existence, the very possibility of tefillah altogether. Why is it not possible? A lot of data. Where's the difficulty? The difficulty which the Rosh suggested was in the right to daven in the first place. So the generalization of the problematic, if you will, of tefillah as such. Why is this a problem? Well, there are various layers to this. One plane, there's a certain element of audacity in presenting myself for the bench later. Sheikh Nebat Echayna, who says, Velech Machi Ablochim, I wish to speak, wish to answer in dialogue. Irrespective of what is it that we want to say, irrespective of our moral turpitude or rectitude, what occurs to us, the knocking the door, bucket and ballot to the White House, coming for shmooze with the king or the queen or the president, if Melech Moshe Adami would do that, Melech Moshe Adlochim, how do we do it? But of course, the second element, we're not super sure about the Chayma, but there's certain audacity presenting ourselves to Melech Moshe Adlochim altogether. But we are indeed sinful, erring, and last. We are Lushtak, all of us. Better Sakim, worse Sakim, but Lushtak. That, even if we just want to shmooze, we don't just want to shmooze. We have a laundry list. Things that we would like, some serious, some less serious. Not quite frivolous, but less serious. How do we do that? So these are the simple philosophical relations of part of the cause. The first base and the bars. And it's one plane, without the Shabbat Marijoy, another plane with regard to my question. Chatzelech Raidore, the mother in Brachis and the mother in Megila, the mother in Brachis of the Megila and the Bay, Aud Brachis Kamei Bram Chamine, Omar, it says, you take a little bit of the mirror, you say in the Pasuk, and it's related to based on the Pasuk. Omar, Rakel, Lagadol, Gibrova, Narava, Adir, Beizuz, Adyahu, Yechazat, Ramit, Avadab, and Yichbad. You've heard this whole litany. In Sinra, Shishia, Shishiaim, and Shalom, Shechudim, Omar, Shiyam, Tino, Chul, Shrach, and Yomarach. Finish everything? Easy to find what's in the Pasuk. Or if you want to have a more exhaustive list, how can you stop? And you shouldn't have started, but if you start, how can you stop? Lomani Kulihai, Ran Hami Klasi, that trilogy, the triad of Gilgamesh and Neva, Ilav Zamri, Mesh Rabin, Mehaisha, Rosh Hashi, Shadir, with the Kilgit Shila, Rav Dichil and Medalu, we would not have the ability, we would not have the right to describe the Rabbi Shalayim. Who are we to describe him? Can we describe him? That's how much Kuli has the Asher. Marshal Ramalach Moshe, Vadom, Shalof, Allah, Shadid, Rezor, and the Kalsin is Rishakesev, Allah, Shadid, Rezor. She praises someone, but at a level which is far inferior to the actual reality, it's debasing, it's not a lately, not a lately. Therefore, it's not Shalach Lohidor, there's a limitation. There's a part of the Gemara in the Gilad of Yitzchak, a similar vein. Of course, the Shalim were opposed to using, as in some request of this Gemara, apart from other halakhic grounds and other respects. The question, this is not Shalach Lohidor. The question, of course, posed a different problem, whether one can demand or simply should be grateful for whatever Rishon LeZion gives it. And the Chazal, there were of course statements which related to the eighth level, which I just think is here referred to, simply deal with the issue as such. But notably perhaps, those who spoke of the need to be circumscribed. The mother from the house, from the Huda Maradish of the Nail, early you draw Sodom watching Mr. Kadish Bonku, Shema to Bahel of Pisha, the Prime Mahel of Shizvah Shnei Rokim, Shirokim Bashimayim at our Shizvah Maati. That's a clear, sharp statement. In general, draw Sodom watching. Don't expect. Elsewhere, we find some recognition of the legitimacy of flexibility. Modest Lamedalid, Hashem Tamid Echad, Yerad Shmei Atizad Shmei Rabbi Lezer, Yerayish Yater Midai. Took a long time to daven, and of course, the Adam didn't like it. Amulet Talmidav, Rabbein Kama Kanu, such a Mayrik. מה להם כלום מעריך את זה משה רבינו דכתיב לי את אברים היום את אברים אליי וכו'. So what do you want? מה יש לך בין 40 days? Then it is reversed. שום מעשה ותמיד אחד שיופי את תיבת של אבל הזו. זה מקצר את המידה. זה נראה גרים זה. זה was critical. אמור את המידה וכמה קשרנו את זה. מה להם כלום מקצר את זה משה רבינו דכתיב קרן הרפאה נאמר. There's a loop, a subjective element, subject to one's personal inclinations, subject to the force of circumstances, which is imagined to be in the cup. The Shalmi in Chinese Shalmi quotes two days. That the legitimacy of the Ila גם כתבו תפילה אם אני שומע חושבים שיון בסדר חזי שיון זה הקורס עוד בסדר זה אין זמן שזה דיפייל מרלי, קרופט רליגיסלי זה פה תפילה ולא ביאנסת But the implication is that were you upright, would be answered. Because Kama Ben Tfila, Nanet, turned its proper thing, the variable thing. The Rishon goes on to say that this is contrary to Shita of Rabbi Levi, from that is named elsewhere, Pasuk in Yishra, Becholetzev Yemotav, Dvav Tatsai, Makhla Makhso, Chana, Yidei Shevita, Bitzila, Tikra Biyamosh Shmuel. אמרו ויצא שם אדרם, מוזגת לשמוע לי שפשוט עד אילון, שבוע לי זה אילון, that could be taken literally in perpetuity, but it could be עד אילון, you know, זה עד אילון, it's not forever. עד אילון, to be understood, for 50 years, as we learn from another context, that in fact, he's 3 years old at the time, he has gone from עד אילון, 52 years. Today, you will tell me, therefore, as to whether it's proper, desirable, and right, or legitimate, to mala the tefillah or not. So we have the Kurdish and Chazal, back and forth, so to speak. We've got the Ribui tefillah. Rav, Prabhupada, the Rav raised, went beyond this. Not only about the Ribui tefillah. The Dovish, traditional tefillahs. We have to feel as such. What is the right? And it's an obligation on our part to present ourselves in this power. Discuss this in other contexts as well. Again, talking about the Shiva Shelech Raidoi, another Shir, not the one on consideration here. Made the problem of the Gemara in Sukkot. One of the Dalit talks about the problem of Shiva Mikdash, and has to get Shir Shalyayim, and I won't know here. She had a day which is, had multiple Mechaidim, Shabbos, Shabbos, and the like. I can't say two questions really. And that's the problem. The Goyim is also opposed to saying both. The answer to Rav gave was that was the problem. The problem was again because of the addendum. The additional, even with Shevach Le'idoy, additional event. One of the solutions, the direction which the Rav suggested for resolving this problem. At one level, although it only resolved part of the issue, at one level he would state that there is an individual tefillah and a collective tefillah. Noted one connection with regard to Moshe Rabbeinu's personal tefillah, Shlana Hashem, etc. And how the Moshe needs to reject the Havloch HaTashe Zavayot HaDavar HaZeh. That was rejected as a personal faith. And the Gemara stresses Amar Rabbi is Moshe Chavtes Rabbeinu Baruchis אברהבי לעולם משתתף עם נב שבא לציבור שכיני מהירות לפניך השם רכז שתלכן לשלום בצפצר. אי התפלל תפילה קצרה כמשון יחיד ומשון רבים שתוך יצירתו נשמעת. If one speaks to the act of the public, the act of others, or a public receives in part, that is more respectable, more legitimate, the stuff kind of personal, purely subjective feeling. And that, Rav used to present as being important in its own right, course, in Shemoneh Esrei, the personal element is almost totally eradicated. All of that has been translated by Chazal into the plural, the Freinu, etc. And in many cases, the problem raised by the world. So asking for myself, asking for others. Part of Chayyid is follow Chazalai. Much of the that you base, someone is looking at the spouse of the Avedic, actually, the spouse of the Avedic in the Vakesh, he's Kochote. And still, this does not calm him totally. And the problem of the legitimacy of Sheila, as far as it had been concerned, something which troubled him, in terms of the Elder Avedic Hashem. How we relate to the Ben Yisraelim, but you're actually involved. The resolution which he suggested was along several lines. One was based on the Gemara in Brachos, the Chazal Mishnah, to acknowledge the difficulty of the issue, and indeed it's audacious on our part, and indeed the problem of legitimacy is a problem, but even though we don't understand it, we're trying to avoid stress, we don't understand. It really is problematic, really paradoxical, but there are precedents. What are the precedents? So there are two. And he stressed that there are parallel precedents and not contradictory. Gemara is a machlekes, we call it that. He said it's not a machlekes. Itmar, v'yet v'chanina matfilot avon tiknum, respect to the avon, v'sachin shachis, each from v'sachin nivchis, yaikev, v'sachin shirsalvis, v'sachin shachis, v'sachin shachis, the Shabbat and Lady Rabbat Shilot can let it read in Tikkun. There's nothing more close to ISIS in support of each of these views. On the face of it, these 2 days are addressed to different concerns. What has to do with the historical fact? Who did it? Who was Misakin? What is the historical source? The other is what is the nature of the subject matter. To what does it correlate? Tefillah is a kind of vicarious calling, or is it something else? And this distinction, of course, is significant in understanding the Gemara. But from Rav's point of view, it was critical to him, and to this end, he said on various occasions, this is not a machlekes in that sense. There's a difference here, there's not contradiction. And the comment I made to him was, both feet of a source, a ground, which can legitimize tefillah. We look with more than deference, with reverence, to the others. It's not a question of the others, but it's recorded in Chumash. Bereshit looked upon this with grace. Apparently, although we don't know why, we don't know how, and indeed it's audacious and daring, but if they did it, and the approval of Ben Shulam was there, apparently then it's okay. And it's okay, this is the assumption of the Gemara here, not just to say, well, it's okay for Avraham, but who are you? You're just another ordinary person. So, if it was all right to him, it was all right for us. The answer that respect like the light out, the load start, and we draw inspiration, direction, and generalization from them. So the reading is a little bit different. It's cold. It's not. Let's feel it. In the sense, the same issue arises, Korban too is an approach to the part of humanity to the Reish Lailah. So you say, well, of course it's an approach, but that's a mandated approach. It's a mitzvah, the parashah. Several parashahs of Korban come to me. So indeed, it's mandated, but fact of the matter is, and maybe that's the force of the fact that it is mandated, that this approach is made possible to us. It opened the gate, the possibility for establishing some degree of contact, this kind or another kind, a dialogue, as it were, of one sort or another sort, between Sheikh Ibn Tachayim and Malafach Yablochim. And if that's the case, then this is a source, a basis for tefillah as well. That was one direction. We don't understand, but there is a precedent that apparently is fine, even though it defies our understanding and our imagination. The second avenue which the Rebbe explored, and this is more related to the sheer I'm discussing namely one little tefillah. Indeed, this element is a problem, but Chazal have introduced within the structure of tefillah components which somehow will help to alleviate, mitigate the issue. But they're all called matiri. And the matirim of tefillah relates tefillah in its narrowest sense. The three different levels in which tefillah can be employed. In the narrowest sense, tefillah is a succession of bakosh. People are philosophically inclined from the schools of ideal philosophy, concentration and others, they think bakosh is a terrible thing. It's gross, it's selfish, it's self-centered. But Rav always stressed the Hadith never adopted those approaches. The Hadith understood that man is in need, man is dependent. And if he's dependent, he turns to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that's the nature of Avreda, to satisfy his gratification, satisfy his needs. The Tefillah is defined as Bakosha, and always in the Gemara, in the Rosh itself, of Ramadan, the Rambam, the focus upon Bakosha. And there's a certain context within which the term tefillah is indeed limited with the Pakosha section. According to one shot in the Rishonim, the Gemara of the Zohar of Zayin, the 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 broader sense, tefillah refers to the whole of Shemin Esrei, Kamab Zichtshila, this is Shemin Esrei, more or less. In our sense, the part of the Shemin Esrei, God and the Rechid Palev, it means the whole works from Adon Olam, or from Sukkid Yisram, Bikis HaShacha, until it finishes Shishav Yerim, or it finishes Kteres. Within the structure of Tfila, Tefillah, not in the narrow sense, but in the middle sense, Tefillah is Matirim, at two levels. One level, of this only answers the problem not of Shevach, but the problem of Tefillah, of Bakoshi. Bakoshi is possible, is rendered possible by what precedes it. Whether in Kwach, the Flamidalid, Moshe Le'Ezer wants a gift from his master. First he gives that praise again. Then he presents his request, the laundry list. And then he expresses gratitude and gratification. So the first three brachas of Shimon Esther, there are Matthew, there are the Shevach, which is Matthew the Bakosh. But then there's another problem. Wait a second, what's Matthew mean? First, he washes himself. That has to derive inherently from human condition as such. Or does that too, within the structure, the framework of Tshuva, need its own Nafiri? And he thought that it did. And this is a serious question. Present the two levels. What comes prior to Shema Nexra is the biggest Kishma, and prior to that, Sikkim is Yimra. One of the relevant pieces, while each has its own character, but they have a common end and a common purpose, this is the fabric of the Sido, this is the material for Tshima. As the first three blocks of Shema Nexra, material, the Bakosh requires. First, he walks themselves with some audacity. Because, and here the Rav comes to another point, which is a very context, he always insisted upon regarding Tshuva in the sense of Shemester as different qualitatively, substantively, from what we call other areas of Tshuva. And the motto which he's focused on is this connection. Primarily, was a small brachis, a prophet, Sayyidam Yahi, Amra Bunetar, Tarikot Hagurara Motna, the first of their chapters. And sits them down very close. Mutabi called Kriyat Shema. Not recommended, but Mutabi called Kriyat Shema. Tanya Rabbi Hochi, Hekat Habito Shabedim Shor Shisa Karurav Motav, Mutabi called Kriyat Shema, when it's Tfila, I should have said we go. First, it's just to be covered to Tfila to the next result. Explains Rashi. I would it's Tfila, Tzarichu Lahodet Atzmo Keomei Bifnei HaMelech, לעמוד באימה. קריאת שמע אינו מתאים בפני המלך. רוב אורס מסיס לתפילה את עמידה בפני המלך. אני דו פעם מקרים לסביב, נתראתי בעצם שמול הפרטיקולר, רק מה שרמבן הבדינים בברוכס, רמבן דייר, says that with regard to the, whether a person may daven in a state of intoxication of one level or another. Tefillah, an abomination, this is the way he presents it for the Ben Shalom. So the Master says, Krishna, he has discussed with Mr. Shalmei Tumas, the Krishna is okay. And the Ramban explains, Shmanesh, Rabbi Dushan, Amar Chavis is not. So, the question is, even those three preliminary brachas, the Eved who enters the presence of him, Master of his king, is there to be Shandalach? What was Master that? What sanctity, what legitimized that initial entry? So that requires the Master of Israel. Here the Rav saw a bit of Krishna at one level, Krishna at another level, at such material. And he focused on the theme which runs through the two of them jointly, shows his focus of one over another, and insisted that while from a certain point of view they are different units, they're nevertheless part of an organic whole, and there is a continuum. And stressed his suggested several rayas, partly for the respective characters of Pirkei Krishna and human respectively, and part of an interaction. He suggested in this particular shir, that segment that I'm dealing with, 3 points. One, based on the shayim and the person who insisted upon this, that if a person is mistaken as Zimra prior to Tshila, he not make it up at the end. But this is a rather dual purpose. Number one, the question is why not? But he takes the fucking theory. The answer was because Shelach also needs some kind of a matter, some kind of a purpose. Here's the Gemara about the Gimel and Brachas. The Gemara about the Gimel and Brachas, the Chesed and Gimel comes into play. That being the case, since their purpose and their role, since you can assume that it's a way of anticipation, preparation for Shemoneh Esrei, if they said Shemoneh Esrei, not only is there no point in saying it, because it's fundamental purpose to be as a matir, but it's problematic. Comes under the problem of the Gemara of the same excessive Shevach Reitai. Secondly, the Gemara refers to the Gemara as a form of Hallel. What that meant to the Rav was that that's the same as the Shevach, but had a certain role, and it's Hallel without a Brachy. That's written. Why is there no bracha? Because it serves basically not as an independent expression of Sheva, but leads up to a purpose. It has an instrumental role, and as such, there was no place to separate bracha because it's only an instrument. Third poem which you mentioned in this connection of that year is Aloha, which of course is very familiar to us. Not to be mapstick, the Rishon and Sefer, not to be mapstick between the Kishishin, between Sikhar Zimra and the Kishishin. So the mapstick, the Shabbat of Yeshua, is considered to be a person that is not worthy of going to the Shabbat of Shush. And why that's why it's such a halacha. It's said because both are part of one continuum of the Matthew. These are separate units that simply lined up one prior to the other, there'd be no problem in having some kind of interruption happening between the two. And so, quite apart from the device for historical halakhic precedent, what suggested that there are elements, components within the structure of Tzila, which the early blocks of Shemoneh Esrei at one level, the Kishkishva at another level, or Pesukim Zimra in conjunction with Pesukim Kishna at the tertiary level, which serve as an Atikim for Tzula, the Shevach V'Haidor, which is in the prior preliminary Shevach V'Haidor, that serving as an introduction, as a preparation for the Shevach V'Haidor of Shemoneh Esrei proper, and all part of a system which is built and structured in order to cope, inter alia, in order to cope with the problem of the audacity in Shevach, by Shevach HaMad audacity of Bakosh. These two parables are one precedent, various precedent. The other, that which is built in within the system. These are the most primary responses to the issue that was raised. These are evidence for the need for the matter in another context as well, simply with regard to two other areas of Salah. One was the Gata Tashumi. Now, but back in the Vita Shlumin, one cell is not about the Kabbalah, there's a Mitzvah. How can you not be masking subsequently? So the Rebbe says you can only say Tashlumin, only about this whole question now. You can only say Tashlumin if this initial book, it was the Tashlumin is said in conjunction with the Shemoneh Esrei is mechuyevet. If you miss mincha, you can't decide 2 hours after you daven ma'ariv, the night of Rabbi Tashlumin. The ma'ariv, but you can join the Tzuras Tashlumin. What is why? He said, because Tashlumin is not bizmanay. So it has to latch on, it has to be trampled to some other tzuras. So the matter you present it for the Benish Kodesh. This conversation is still out. So that means that now it's a good test, a good test, because I'm naive. That is doubly audacious. He's the material of being linked to the prior tefillah, to the regular tefillah at that point, to look at everything for sure. The shift of village tefillah, the Rebbe also gets involved in discussing the Chiddush Dabar in this connection. The concept of Chiddush Dabar comes up to the area of halacha in two different contexts. One is regard to tefillah for David. The person wants to add to the normal tefillah what enables that, if anything. And the problem is the rejection of tefillah comes up at various levels. I spoke before of tefillah as an institution. Altogether. But now the problem becomes even more exacerbated if you deal with tefillah, which is not institutionalized, not required, not mandatory, but voluntary. This is much more of a problem, much more of an issue. So, Rav suggested that Chiddush Dabar is what's the matter of it. Simply go through the routines again, there's no matter. Chiddush Dabar is the matter. And he insisted that Chiddush Dabar, this connection, was not simply some technical detail, that's the way that Chiddush Dabar needs to be constructed. This relates to the function of Shilas Nidavar. Just an urgent, the pressing need, and what the front of the Benish Leilam, that is grudgingly, as it were, enabled. But if you decide, when you're not under that kind of pressure, you want to be very nice and very pleasant, to have a shmooze with the Benish Leilam, that is not on the question. The scoop of this, Rav suggested, teachers want to shame him or speak. But if there's a case of suffering, you don't need Chiddush Dabar. He asked, well, if Chiddush Dabar was to be understood as being part and parcel of the structure of Chiddush Dabar, so what if there's a suffering? But still, now there's an improper tefillah. It's not properly constructed. If you see Chiddush Dabar as relating to the role of Chiddush Dabar, and to having a certain role with relation to Chiddush Dabar, enabling it, legitimizing it, if it is a topic where you establish it all together, the field itself then becomes a legitimizing factor. In other contexts, the concept of Chiddush Dabar comes up in the Gemara of Kofta from the days. There's a halacha one day that tefillah should not be keva, a tachnuim, because the quality of tefillah. In the days, the Gemara, what is said, what is tachnuim? One day is, if a person is capable of being Chiddush Dabar, that's Tachnunim. If he's going through the motions and he's not capable, he's not of the passion, the capacity of being Chiddush Dabar, that is Keva. Here I'm a little unclear, because my understanding of the Gemara is not that a person is Chiddush Dabar for that day. If he's capable of being Chiddush Dabar, what is the depth and what is the quality of his feeling? Well, she seems to have understood that he actually was a Chiddush Dabar, and then that to him, of course, is a prior level, not as we got the Chiddush Dabar, Chiddush Dabar, so you raise all the problem with the additional voluntary tefillah, but the basic tefillah, for that you rely on the other elements I mentioned before. According to this day in the Gemara, at least the level of the Chatzchila, as Rav understood it, you need to be a Chiddush Dabar, because the Chiddush Dabar is an additional matter. That, of course, Rav recognized is only as a chatchila. The other chatchila was shiur. Now the chatchila would also be good. But still, it's considered another dimension of development. The world is a chatchila that he tried to develop and to build. So we have here problem of the capacity, the ability to stand for Vishnu and Tfila, and attempt somehow to resolve the issue at one level or another. I said at the outset that some people may have a problem not with the response, the formulation of the issue per se. I asked myself in terms of my own understanding, not a response to the full Mahalach. The first came to live Rosh Hashanah, and then it was in a very intense environment, it was not as you should it. The years I was away at Harvard, and I was away with the family. And first day that I was there, my mother was teaching me in Brachas. And this theme, not exactly the formulation I have over here, but this theme came up the time and again, should have been the match on the matter. It's hard to rule my mind. I slept off my feet by this notion, paradoxical sounds, how deeply religious the person has to be, in order to understand he can't have it. The doctrine is a problem. He's sitting the other way, a fool of each other, wants to daven, to daven, to daven. And here out of Tzumkeit, you come to the kind of Tzumkeit which says, daven and daven and daven, who are you? What are you? Who gave you the right? For 30 years, I began to have second thoughts. Not totally moving away from rejecting the concept, but finally was troubled by it. Possible to beish for them, kirach mechanun, indeed ineffable, unapproachable, if you will, at a certain level. Knowing that we're totally dependent upon him, we make it a problem to trust him, to ask him, to plead with him. To what extent does the mashal of Melech be so predominant, maybe the element of Avinu, should be more of a balance? That was the element. And I asked myself, a person doesn't need the biggest child in the world. Having brought him into the world, he has to be top of his age. Here the nation brought us into the world. The access that we have to having our needs met are legitimate needs, not a frivolous needs, not the nonsense that we want. But we really need. And he's the prime source. In an ultimate sense, the soul source for supplying those needs. And it's a problem to knock on the door and to beg and to ask. So I was somewhat heartened by two things. Number one, I didn't mention this before, although I alluded to it. In the Shiva's little Shiva, the Rav mentions, among other things, one of the matirim is the chiyuv. The halacha itself is a matir. As with regard to Chabonis of Tzimidim, that I mentioned before, the fact that if it's a mitzvah, for whatever reason, you are off the hook, because now you are doing it not because you are chasuv, and you're not sparring, and you think you're big tzaddik, and you present a mention with your modulus, because it's halacha. Shnayim le'em le'tzaddik. As the Allah started in the coming, the Allah 3 times a day, started. Well, that of course made life much simpler. Matir, the Allah, so at least the Allah is the spirit of the queer and not problematic to us. But, I was much more heartened, many years yet, reading one response of the Rav to this issue in Ayinot al Tfilah, an essay which deals mainly with the Mashab element of this, of which Halacha is intertwined. Here the Rav formulates the issue and all its charters. Halakha, מרם הישיכה, הלכה להישיכה דעתה, להישיכה מרם את דעתה, לאספקט אחד שנראה לה כבעיה שכמעט איננה ניתנת לפתרון פרדוקס נפלא. ההזדקקות ללוקים, זה לא יש לרבן ישראל, בשיח ותחנון, נראתה בעיני חכמי המסורה כפעולה נועזת, דרינג והפתקנית, אנבנג'סון. איך יכול האדם בן תמותה, שהיום הוא כאן ומחר בקדר, מגש לצורכות של מלך חכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא? וכי ניתנה רשות להדיות לדבר על מלך רב מניסה, מבקש ממנו את שכחיו, מרפיזיקל דיסטנס, So that's me presenting your demands and your requirements. All of this is expanding the problem. But remarkably and surprisingly, there's another answer given here. Not, which in a sense does not answer the issue, but undercuts it, undermines it. There are three answers here. The second is the precedent, the historical precedent of the Tikkun. The third is the Kereged Tzvigin Tikkun, the answer is Ma'an Brachas. But the first, and listen to this. Kfi Shem Yitzba'er, HaTfilah Yitzorech Chiyuni, it is a critical need of Isha Dati. Ein Hu Yachol La'atzor B'mamatei Nafsho, התאהבות של הרגשים, cannot confine within the depth of his soul, his thoughts and his feelings, את הלבטים, his ambivalences והפלאות and his pains, את הריקותיו, his yearnings, את יישוביו and his aspirations, את יושו, his views, his despair, and his return is bitterness. בקיצור, את כל העושר הרב הגלוס של התורה הדתית. All of that wealth which is contained within his religious sensibility, all of that simply cannot be suppressed and confined within your own being. Bimata bishua liturgi minanina, the restraint, suppression of the liturgical expression is inconceivable. Hatfilah hechiti. Tfilah is essential. ישר לדתיות רעננה שחיה להחזיק מעמד בלעדיה. It is impossible for fresh and vibrant religiosity to be sustained without it. כלומר, התפילה מוצדקת היא משום שאי אפשר להתקיים בלעדיה. תפילה legitimized because it is humanly impossible to resist without it. This gets a need to bless the fresh air. It affects not so much a response to the issue as to say, well, can't be otherwise. The blessed creator, that's where we are. It's inconceivable that given the religious sensibility which he wants us to have, that religious sensitivity, inconceivable that he should bar the door and shut down our ability to approach it. That in a certain sense is an alternative voice, although it comes within this same essay, Chayorot HaTfilah, together with the more familiar, from the Lachic context, the more familiar Kedeged HaRei Tiknum, Kedeged Tzinin Tiknum. Let me ask myself, let me ask you. In light of this particular statement you just said, it's impossible to restrain, to suppress the religious expression of Tfila. If everything else is wanted to say, this connection will come to all of it. But on the brain, Akov, Kenegadobes, Kenegadfila, Matirahel, Matirahil. Say simply, it's inconceivable, humanly inconceivable, spiritually inconceivable, religiously inconceivable, that you can't tell a person you can't have it. Can we live the life of the Reish Hashem without Davni? But it all becomes irrelevant. Chas v'sholom. It is deeply irrelevant, it is deeply relevant. And this in two respects. has to do with the quantity of tefillah and with the quality of tefillah. Spoke before somewhat to the Yerushalmi and the Gemara of Samach Aleph in Brochus, the Shem Wotin, the Gemara of Lamedalat, Katzko, Vachon. The Rav, in that Esther Haliot of Tefillah, Oyo Ski, the Tefillah of Nedove. Tefillah of Nedove is today a bit of a public issue. The century Tzibur Rami Shachnoch says that we don't know how to make Tefillah of Nedove, how that should be scabbed properly in the regular tefillahs, and there is some element of hubris in trying to add additional tefillahs, and there was some such of that. It appears to Gemara, it appears to the Shani, the Rosh has some ambivalence with regard to it, but fundamentally, it has legitimate halachic basis, and yet, somehow it's got a scare. Today there's some, I don't know what's going on here, not because some people want to divide it, to add at the end, to add in the middle, to add fillers. The Rav, continuing with that very section that I'm quoting, from which I quoted, addressed those different sources of it, and he suggests that indeed we stay away from it. In other words, what he's saying is it's true. Cannot suppress tefillah, cannot conceive religious without tefillah. But its scope, what kind of initiatives are legitimate, that remains an issue. That has been stricken out of Talon's problematic of tefillah and of the audacity involved in it. That is a factor, should be dealt with and to be confronted. But it does not preclude the possibility of tefillah. It does direct us somewhat with regard to its scope. Even more than this, however, is the relevance of the whole Zohar Mahalach with regard to the quality of tefillah. To some extent, the whole issue of tefillah requires your matir is the result. Some of the materials, some discussion we can discuss over here. To some extent, is the point of departure. The credit is to be interpreted as regarding tefillah as requiring a matzah. And I'll try to resolve this debate from the curse that I said and some others. Even when you come along and you show that has a matzah. But, if it requires a matir, that may have some impact and some significance, and that the neighbor does have, for the nature and the quality of the tefillah which is said mita. People who think that they can go to worship whenever they please feel like it, and however they feel like it, are subject to criticism of Chazal Chavushkla Mishnai, speak of Rishon Zachava. But there's some who think of that thing. Shemayim do, Mishrach do, Mayram do. The question, degree of deference, degree of reverence. How does one approach with the Rebbeinu Shloim? When he approaches him? Here are questions which have to do with fundamental issues of the religious life with which Shloim is very much concerned. The balance of Av and Yireh. To what extent we think of virtue to be totally accessible, wide accessible? What do we see? What do we confront? What do we envision? Not how we envision him, but how do we envision our relation to him and his relation to us? All of that is great significance. How we govern, what we govern, how we stand, how we experience. Here the whole concept of Amidus and Amalek, which is not discussed so much in this year, which is not discussed in other contexts, becomes critical. Amidus and Amalek is not a thing to be terrorized, but to be filled with a sense of effort and with an awareness of distance and the attempt to bridge the distance, but not a recognition of the distance. all of that to the Rav is really important. And to him, we ask it the Machshavah intertwined really with Allah. Not Machshavah from the outside, externally manipulating, enabling to manipulate Allah. Rav is vigorously opposed to manipulation. And we spoke the autonomy of Allah was on a deep sense of its value and its inner character. Not an area such as this. With Allah material itself, it's suffused and pervaded with elements which relate to the world of Ashtabah, the world of human experience, the world of Avedis Hashem. That's what Rav sought to explore. Many contexts, he spoke of Allah in just a legal, formal sense, technical sense. In certain areas, such as the ones that we're discussing tonight, he dealt with Allah in experiential, and with Allah as a tefillah proper, in the experiential and human context as well. What that meant to him was to see that there's an issue and a concern, to try to see how Allah dealt with that, resolved that, and in the end, to come around to the recognition that there could be no alternative. It cannot be a world without Shulah. The problem is a problem. Break your head, try to figure it out. But you can't deny it. You can't cancel it. You can't eliminate it. And that is significant to the quality of the nature of our Shulah, the confrontation with the Ben Shalom, as Avinu, as Malkeinu, as conjunction of Adam and Yireh, which is so central to the Rav's thought, to the Rav's experience. This respect, the shiur which deals, I didn't get involved until it's going to feel it here, the shiur which deals with that relatively formal issue, as well as nonetheless, is in the context of the world, of the Rav's, the rich world, of Allah and Machshavah, the depth of his originality comes to life for us, and comes to life for our Talmidim. And what he strives to do is to maintain that tradition, not simply the way of preserving his reputation, but preserving that which is so priceless, so valuable within his world, within our world.